This year marks the 150th anniversary of the best-selling book of the 19th century. Uncle Tom's Cabin by Harriet Beecher Stowe was the first novel to explore the cruelties of slavery in America and helped to spark public opposition to slavery in the years prior to the Civil War. A successful stage adaptation of the novel toured in U.S. theaters for 70 years.But the legacy of Uncle Tom's Cabin goes beyond its place in popular literature or entertainment. Over the years, critics of the play have denounced it, and the novel it draws from, as one of the worst examples of negative stereotyping of African Americans. Today, in commemoration of the groundbreaking novel, a theater in Virginia has revived the play in an effort to reassess the author's original message.
Oh, had I the wings of the morning, I'd fly away to Canaan's shore. Bright angels would convey me home to the New Jerusalem.
I'd always been very concerned about the misconceptions about the book, and particularly about the character of Uncle Tom, and particularly in the African-American community, because that calling somebody an Uncle Tom is just about one of the lowest things you can do.
Actor Michael St. Andres plays the title role in the American Century Theater production of Uncle Tom's Cabin. He says the character of Uncle Tom, a slave whose religious piety leads him to passively accept his fate of being sold, beaten, and ultimately killed, has evolved over the years as a stereotype of an African American too eager to please whites.But Ed Bishop, who co-directed the play, says author Harriet Beecher Stowe, who grew up in a family of social activists, wrote about a variety of slave experiences based on her observations in pre-Civil War America.
But now you see there are two tracks. You got Uncle Tom, who's decidedly pure in his understanding of who he is as a person. And you have George and Eliza, who are decidedly...pure in where their directions are and where they're going. They're going to be free.
Goodbye. I'm going.
Where are you going? Going where, George?
To Canada. And when I'm there, I will buy you.
So Stowe did something very powerful to show the two sides of the African-American experience. One is the understanding and buying into whatever America had to offer in terms of spiritualism, Christianity. And then the other part of it was to be able to understand thatAmerica was based in freedom.
Uncle Tom's Cabin spawned other archetypal characters in American literature. Simon Legree, the villainous slave owner who tortures and kills anyone who stands in his way, and Little Eva, a white child who treats her slaves with love and kindness and who dies surrounded by her grief-stricken servants. But while the novel was criticized for its melodrama and one-dimensional characters,It was nevertheless internationally praised for its powerful descriptions of beatings, sexual abuse, and family separations.
She said Uncle Tom's Cabin didn't show the half of it, and she would try very hard to present it clearly, but she couldn't possibly convey its horrible power.
Catherine Kane is executive director of the Harriet Beecher Stowe Center in Hartford, Connecticut.She says the popularity of Uncle Tom's Cabin is unprecedented in American literature.
When it was first published as a serial publication in the abolitionist newspaper National Era, beginning in June of 1851 and then running for several months, it was very widely read and very popular, and then it was published quickly as a book, and in the first week it sold 10,000 copies.And in the first year, it sold in the U.S. 300,000 copies and over 1 million copies in the U.K. So you can see in terms of sales what kind of impact it was having. There were about 20 million people in the States at the time, so it gives you some sort of scale. And then it instantly was converted onto the stage.
But Ms. Kane says over the years, productions of the play evolved into what was known as Tom shows, minstrel shows loosely based on the novel.White actors in dark makeup would play the black characters in an exaggerated fashion that ridiculed and denigrated African Americans. But the current American Century Theater adaptation has largely stayed true to the Harriet Beecher Stowe novel. A cast of 22 actors plays 33 characters, in scenes that include knife fights, gun battles, choral music, and a chase over an icy river. Actor Michael St. Andres says he believes the issues raised in the play mirror some of the problems facing Americans today.
Unfortunately, so much of what the lessons that are given in Uncle Tom, the play, are things that we have to really still think about today. It goes to show you how deeply rooted this whole thing about racism and hatred is in our society. And I think this play is timely in that we're trying to get people just to reconsider and to rethink maybe some of their positions about things, particularly as it relates to how you treat other people.
Today, the novel Uncle Tom's Cabin has been translated into over 60 languages. To commemorate its 150th anniversary, the Harriet Beecher Stowe Center in Connecticut is sponsoring book discussions, special exhibits, and a film series, and recently participated in a nationwide conference of scholars of the novel. The center's executive director, Catherine Kane, says an important part of America's history can be traced through public reactions to the controversial book. First hailed for its anti-slavery message, then reviled as a racial slur, Harriet Beecher Stowe's famous tale is being embraced again today by people hoping to rehabilitate its characters and put Uncle Tom's Cabin in its proper historical perspective. For Coast to Coast, this is Robin Rupley.